Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings Sportsbook wants to remind you, guess what's coming up? The excitement and anticipation has been growing for weeks, and that's right, baseball is back next week. Teams will be taking the field in less than 10 days, and there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook, it's U.S.-based, making it safe, secure, and reliable. What you need to do to get in on the action is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use KSN as the code when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. For your sign-up bonus up to $1,000, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, we are back to our roster review. And you know what? I find myself saying this every week, but it's true. We've got more interesting players on our list for today. And we're going to do two segments of this, three players at a time. We're doing it in alphabetical order. So we're at the E's. And our first player we're going to talk about is Tyler Elsden. He is a freshman from North Schuylkill, not a place that Penn State or anybody else gets a lot of recruits from. He's an inside linebacker, and I know our buddy Ross Tucker, when he went through his review of this recruiting class, he really liked Tyler Elsden. How about you?
Yeah, I feel the same way about him. And the more that I watch and the more that I see of him, the more that I like him. And, you know, I guess for the 2020 class, just in general, I'm in the process of going through and really watching them a little closer and trying to figure out what they're all about. And there's a number of guys in this class that I really am on board with Penn State's decision making and their evaluation of them. And, you know, with Elsden, he's a guy that where he comes from, what his film says, like how involved he was or not involved in the national camp circuit and all that stuff, the position that he plays, none of it really lends itself to high evaluations from the national recruiting services. It's just one of the gaps that they have. And I think he's better than what his national ranking is. I know he started to get some love from the recruiting services toward the end of the cycle, but you know, Penn State has made more with less at that inside linebacker spot than probably any spot on the roster since James Franklin got here. The last two starters, Jan Johnson and Brandon Smith, the other Brandon Smith, were both former walk-ons. They did the job just fine. I think, you know, Jan Johnson's a really good athlete. I think Tyler Elsden moves a little better than Jan Johnson did at the same stage of his high school career. At 6'2", 225, I think roughly that's where Penn State had him. He makes the grade physically right away. So it's going to be about fine tuning. It's going to be about getting him a little quicker, trying to keep him on the field in passing situations. There's going to be work for him to do, obviously. And there's really no way for him to get on the field as a true freshman. But he does, you know, Penn State's done such a good job recruiting with all these five stars. You wonder, like, where does a guy like Tyler Elsden fit in? I think he fits in just fine. I think there's a good chance that he's the heir apparent to Ellis Brooks and or Jesse Lucchetta for that inside job. And I think in the meantime, he'll contribute in a lot of different ways, which is one of the side benefits of recruiting a guy that few other programs wanted, is that he's going to have that chip on his shoulder. He's going to have that sort of blue-collar work ethic. All that paints a picture of Tyler Elsden being a pretty good player for Penn State and somebody who shouldn't certainly be an afterthought in this class.
You know, Dustin, these are the kind of recruits that I like. And yes, I am the advocate. Get that five-star guy when you can. But when you find that local guy who probably has been a Penn State fan, you've probably had him at your camp multiple times, so you could scout him up front, up close and personal. I think there's a great opportunity with those recruits. And ironically enough, in just listening to Ross's interview with James Franklin, and yes, the full interview will be on later this week on Tucker's Tape. He talked about Journey Brown, and there was an example, a Pennsylvania kid, maybe not highly recruited, and look where he is now. Penn State got a close-up look to him, to the Journey Brown. They liked what they saw, and look what they have now. Since I was talking running backs, that's a good segue to the second player that we're going to look at, Dustin. And this is one of my favorite recruits in that class a year ago, and that's running back Devin Ford. If you watched his tape, you will like the kid. If you heard him on our show, you will like the kid. I think he's got tremendous ability, and he's probably third in the pecking order right now at running back. But Dustin, I think he's going to surprise us. We're going to see a lot more of Devin Ford this year. What do you think of him?
On the surface, and I had this very same thought in something I'm doing for Penn Live, but on the surface, it looks like there's no path forward to a bigger role. Kane is who he is. Noah Kane is who he is. Journey Brown's going to be the guy who gets the lion's share of touches and all that. Those are valid thoughts, but I think that Devin Ford is the guy who is going to squeeze his way up that depth chart somehow or another. Even if he stays listed number three behind Noah Kane, he brings a lot of excitement to the table. And in my opinion, he is the best perimeter runner of that group. Journey Brown can do pretty much everything. And there's no knock on any part of his game because I think he's going to have a phenomenal year. But I think when it comes to testing defenses and testing their ability to get sideline to sideline, I think Devin Ford is the top guy for that job. Noah Kane, you know, he is the Mr. Automatic 3 or 4 yards, can do more than that. Journey Brown can go inside, he can go outside, but I think we've really seen him hit a hole just, you know, off tackle or whatever and take it the distance. Devin Ford on pitch, toss, you know, screen passes, I think he's the guy who's going to do more with those types of touches than the others. He is, you know, to boil it down for me, he's simply too good to keep off the field. He's too good. I think he logged something like 53 carries or something like that last year. Too good to not have his workload go up some way or another. And it's my opinion, by the way, just as this is an offshoot of this conversation, that Penn State is going to skew even more towards the run this year. I think they can be innovative within that. They can still have a fast, fun offense that just leans on what the definitive strength of this group is. It's the running game. It's the offensive line. And I think you're going to see all three of these running backs get their fair share. I think Devin Ford's role is going to expand. I think he deserves that.
I agree with you on that, and I'll make two quick points on it. It's easier to rotate three running backs than four, which is what they were looking to do last year. So that reason alone, he'll get more touches. The other thing I wonder is, Dustin, last year they rotated by series. So this is your series. You play the whole time. Next series is the next guy's. Do you think with a new offensive coordinator, we might see something a little bit different where maybe Devin Ford has down one and two, but when it's third and one, we're going to see Noah Kane, where they might use multiple guys in the same series?
I really don't.
Or same possession?
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, they I guess in the past, they really haven't done that where it's a clear defined, okay, short yardage, Noah, come on the field. You know, they had him in the game in fourth quarter situations and obvious drives where they need to chew up some clock. So in that respect, they embraced that with Noah Kane. But I think in the context of one individual drive, I think it's going to be the Journey Brown show. It's going to be the Noah Kane. They're going to rotate guys. I suspect probably not on a in and out on the same drive, unless Devin Ford carries it three times in a row, has to come off the field for a breather. I don't think you'd take him off the field just because it's third and one. That's not something I think James Franklin has really shown in his history to do something like that. But I think they're going to rotate these guys pretty liberally. And I think they're all going to eat, Jim. That's what I think.
I think so also. And by the way, those who've been listening to our show probably realize this when we're talking running backs. I personally am contractually obligated to mention that I feel that they should have two running backs on the field sometimes. All right. Our third player for this segment is Pat Freiermuth, tight end. He's this year is his warm-up for the NFL, right, Dustin?
That's the presumption. It's a fair thing to assume, you know, and he's such a gifted player. He is a true two-way threat who embraces the physical part of that job, which, you know, Mike Gesicki, unbelievable athlete, unbelievable receiver, still is a work in progress when it comes to fully embracing that nitty gritty blocking part of it. That was something that Pat Freiermuth arrived on campus ready to do, embraced it, likes it. So I think he's going to have unbelievable film after his junior year. I think he's as good as gone because there won't be a whole lot more for him to prove. You know, the one thing that I really want to watch, and it's something that Freiermuth and others have really downplayed, is okay, Kirk Shiraka's offense, how embracing is it of the tight end? And we'll have to wait and see, but he'd be crazy not to embrace it just from this is our top pass catcher perspective. You got to build around that fundamental strength, even if it's not maybe your default mode, which, you know, I think the jury's still out on how much Kirk Shiraka insists on using the tight end, but you have to do it with Pat Freiermuth. I think what's happening behind him on the depth chart is encouraging. So if this is the last hurrah for him, I think Penn State's in good shape at the tight end spot. So, but you know, I think you're going to see his numbers improve. You know, 7 touchdown catches last year. He's got 15 in 2 years. I think you're going to see his volume go up a little bit just because of where he's at as a player and where the Penn State offense is with its wide receivers and all the uncertainty at those spots. You lean on Pat Freiermuth as your safety valve.
Well, I think Kirk Shiraka is a really smart guy, and a really smart guy will find a way to use NFL talent like Pat Freiermuth. And you alluded to the fact that he's willing to take on contact. He's a very willing blocker. But what really impressed me the most, Dustin, he had that game also in the Cotton Bowl, very good game, when not only would he block, not only would he catch the ball, but after he caught the ball, he was running over people. And as a fan, there's nothing that gets me more excited than that. A big guy who's just ready to take on contact and gets the better of it when he hits the defender. So he's become one of my favorite players, partially because of that. All right, that's it for quarter number 3. Stick around. We're going to continue our player roster series in quarter 4.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is coming back next week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.